Today is January 15th, yeah, 1982.
Friday.
Okay. And we are in the house of Professor Baltasarathy in Delhi. So please, Professor Baltasarathy.
Well, in 1956, when the Silver Jubilee celebrations of the Indian Statistical Institute was held in Calcutta, we had many distinguished visitors, Professor Ronald Fisher from Britain, Professor Jerzy Neyman from Berkeley, and Professor Bogolyubov from USSR, and many other distinguished visitors. And one day, in one of the lectures, the subject of the conference was the theory of fiducial inference. There was a very long session in which Professor Fisher and Professor Neyman had a difference of opinion. And the discussion continued for a very long time. And towards the end of the day, around 5:30, it was found that the discussion was still not ending, and it was going away from science. And the only way of putting an end to that discussion ultimately turned out to be something like this. Professor C.R. Rao said, "It is time for tea." And then most of the audience walked out, and the subject came to a conclusion. Well, I visited Leningrad in order to see the Hermitage Museum, and at the gate I was about to buy a ticket when a fat old lady came to me, pulled me out of the queue and said, "For school children it is free, so you can get in." One day I was walking along Kutuzovsky Prospect, and in front of a big shop, an old gentleman was holding the fingers of his grandson, perhaps. And the little child looked at me and shouted, "Nyagra!" Instantly the old man slapped the child, and the child began to cry. No. I'm going to record this, huh? I was attending a seminar by Professor Gelfond in the Moscow University, which is held every Monday evening. One day while he was lecturing, many eminent Soviet mathematicians were sitting in the hall, and Gelfond wrote a big formula on the blackboard and said, "Хорошо известный ученый, Пятацкий Шапиро утверждает, что это верно." Then he came to me and said, "Но вы знаете, что это не верно." I was invited by Andrei Nikolaevich Kolmogorov to visit his home. And very early in the morning, Shiryayev and Sazonov accompanied me, and we went to his dacha at Bolshevo. Even before we reached the station, one station ahead, Professor Kolmogorov was waiting for us at the railway station with snow boots and all other equipments, and it was harsh winter. And we got down from the train, and he said, "Put on these shoes." And they were quite loose for me. I put them on, and then he said, "We shall walk to Bolshevo from here in snow." And that was my first experience of walking in deep snow, and it was quite difficult. And after quite a walk, it was nearly lunchtime when we reached his residence. And he introduced me to Professor P.S. Alexandrov at his home. And then Kolmogorov told me, "Today, in your honor, we have prepared a vegetarian lunch." And I was extremely hungry, and by that time I had become accustomed to standard Russian food, and I was shocked to hear that I was going to have meager vegetarian meal. Then after the meal was over, we had a lengthy conversation, and Professor Alexandrov told me, I know only one Indian mathematician besides Ramanujan, and that is one Professor Vaidyanatha Swami, who wrote a book on topology, and he said that it was a very original and beautifully written book, but nobody seems to be interested in that book anymore. But I love that book. This is what Professor Alexandrov told me. Then Professor Kolmogorov asked me, what kind of record shall I play for you? I was a total stranger to Western music, and I told him, I do not know anything, you put any record. Then he gave a brief introduction on Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, and he played all these records. Well, it was very late in the evening. I had my dinner also in the same place, and finally Shiryayev and I decided to go back to Moscow. At Bolshevo station, we were Shiryayev and I were standing on the platform, and suddenly a policeman came to me and said, "Где ваши документы?" But unfortunately, I had not carried any of my documents, and the policeman held my hands. He said, "You have to produce your documents somehow." I said, "I have kept them in my hotel in Moscow. I cannot produce them now." Then meanwhile, the train reached the platform, and Shiryayev pulled me and pushed me into the train, and we came back to Moscow around 11 p.m. Next day morning at about 8:30, I was at the Moscow University, and to my great surprise, I found Professor Kolmogorov waiting for me there, and he said, "I am very sorry for what had happened at the railway station, but even today I wonder how all the events that happened reached his ears, and how he could come so quickly to Moscow and apologize." I hope this story will not create any problems. No, when Kolmogorov was at Calcutta, he narrated us an incident that happened to him. He said he belonged to the upper class in Soviet Union, and one of the legacies that he had was a golden spoon, which he had always carried in his pocket. And one day when he was hitchhiking somewhere, he was just walking somewhere, he was found with the golden spoon in his pocket, and he could not identify himself easily, and he was held in police custody. He narrated to us the story how he discovered the example of an integrable function in the unit interval whose Fourier series diverges at every point. He said at that time he was a lad working as a conductor in a train, and he was supposed to serve tea to the passengers. But in the night, whenever he didn't have this work, he used to do mathematics on rough paper, and it was during one of those travels he discovered this famous example. Varadhan, myself, C.R. Rao, and Adhikari and Kolmogorov embarked on a long train journey from Calcutta to Madras. And on the way, we stopped in Voltaire, where for Kolmogorov, a seminar was arranged at the Andhra University. Then, as we reached the university, Kolmogorov was introduced to the vice chancellor of the university, and Kolmogorov tried to introduce me to the vice chancellor, And I was a young boy, and the vice chancellor didn't want to talk, to waste his time with a young boy, and he just brushed me aside and proceeded ahead. Later on, the seminar was held in one of the classrooms, and it was held in under very, very funny circumstances. First of all, the introduction to the speaker was made by, I think you stopped them. The introduction to the speaker was made by the professor of English, and the reason was he could speak English better than others. Then later, Kalmogorov gave a lecture on stationary stochastic processes, and the interesting thing is even the vice-chancellor attended the seminar, even though he was not a mathematician. And two servants came into the seminar room, and they brought a soda bottle, and when the seminar was going on, they opened the soda bottle, which made a loud noise, and the servants immediately took a fan and began to keep the vice chancellor comfortable in his seat. When the lecture was given by Professor Kalmogorov in French, and Professor Adhikari translated into English for the audience. The thanksgiving for the seminar was given by the professor of history instead of, again, the head of the mathematics department, because we were told that he too speaks English quite well. Later in the evening, a party was arranged for Professor Kalmogorov by the education minister of Andhra Pradesh, and Bharathan and myself, we were just walking around near the seashore. Meanwhile, Kalmogorov, C.R. Rao and Adhikari were invited by this education minister for this party, and we were left out. Late in the evening, Kalmogorov came and knocked on my door and said, "Parthasarathi, I apologize to you. I didn't know that you were not invited for this party. I shouldn't have gone to this party." Later, we proceeded to the city of Madras, and we went around sightseeing. Kalmogorov, Varadhan and I, C.R. Rao, all of us went to Mahabalipuram by car. And at Mahabalipuram, I climbed one of the temple's towers, and there was a gust of wind which blew away my specs, and I couldn't find my steps, and I myself fell down from the temple tower and broke my right foot. Then I was admitted into to the hospital in Madras after a train journey of about 40 miles, and all through the journey I had a bleeding foot. Later in the evening, Professor Kalmogorov came to the hospital when I was lying in bed, and he said, "Yatha nichevo,